I'm too sensitive. Rationalization number three, he doesn't mean it. The third rationalization to stay in the abusive relationship in addition to communication magic and hiding the pain is he doesn't really mean it. An abuser may follow his abusive statements with, it was only a joke, or I was only kidding. I worked with Molly, a 36-year-old accountant whose husband George had been court-ordered into an anger management group. George would constantly belittle Molly in front of her friends and their children. Molly would laugh along with them, and rather than risk more painful verbal attacks later, she would think to herself, he doesn't really mean it. This rationalization is the result of the abusive behavior mentioned on an earlier track called Can't You Take a Joke? Molly made excuses for George's abusive humor by saying he doesn't really mean it. This is the abused person's reaction to the abusive technique discussed in Can't You Take a Joke? So one side of the coin is the great catch saying, can't you take a joke? The other side of the coin is the recipient rationalizing he doesn't really mean it. Sort of the yin and the yang of the issue. So what would you do when your client defends their partner's offensive statements stating he really didn't mean it? The first step I felt with Molly was identification. The second step I felt with Molly was her stating this identification of the abuse to George. However, in order to get to this point of stating the abuse to George, I needed to work with Molly on ways to increase and encourage her self-esteem to reply to George when he states, it's only a joke, I'm just kidding. I had Molly role play a statement to George. To me, a joke is when people laugh and I'm not laughing, and I don't think it's funny. To increase Molly's self-esteem to make this statement, I used self-affirmations that Molly created. Here's an example of one of Molly's affirmations. I deserve to be treated well. So if you are treating a client who uses he doesn't mean it, would a role play of what they might say to their significant other be beneficial? And to actually say this to their significant other, would affirmations like, I deserve to be treated well, be of assistance in your next session? Rationalization number four, I'm just too sensitive. The fourth rationalization to stay in an abusive relationship in addition to communication magic, hiding pain, and he doesn't mean it is, I'm just too sensitive. Mary, a 32-year-old housewife, stated, I'm just too sensitive. These things Alan says and does would not bother other people, like calling me slob while flicking his cigarette ashes on the floor and saying I should clean them up. I should be able to get over it. He has lots of financial worries at work, and I feel I don't back him up enough. I feel I provoke him into yelling at me, and somehow maybe it is me. When Mary started crying, Alan would respond by yelling, there you go again, overreacting. By Alan labeling Mary as too sensitive, he was able to deny responsibility for his actions, and I'm sure that you see this. He indicated that the fault was Mary's and that she was too sensitive, and that was the real problem. Sound familiar? Thus, Alan does not have to change, because he doesn't think he is doing anything wrong. Mary's rationalization that she was too sensitive created a roadblock to the development of an emotionally supportive relationship between herself and Alan. What would you do? I felt a good next step to increase Mary's awareness of her negative self-talk of I'm too sensitive was to have Mary make a dispute list. Here's how my dispute list worked. I told Mary, have a debate with yourself on paper. First, think of something demeaning Alan said to you. For example, calling you a slob as he flicked his cigarette ashes on the floor, demanding you clean them up. Then, on this sheet of paper, make two columns. In the first column, dispute Alan's attacks mildly. For example, I felt like a failure and unimportant. In the second column, dispute his actions vigorously. Be firm, yet rational, and don't move on until you believe what you have written in the second column. For example, in the second column, Mary wrote, "I am a good person. Alan is entitled to his opinion, but I don't have to make him right." In summary, this track discussed the rationalizations for staying in an abusive relationship with the great catch of, "He doesn't mean it," for which affirmations were used. "I'm just too sensitive." For the "just too sensitive" rationalization, I had Molly make a dispute list. The next track will discuss 5 additional rationalized responses for staying in an abusive relationship of, "Good outweighs the bad," "Fighting fire with fire," "The yo-yo syndrome," "The money trap," and "Breaking of family values." Question 11. In dispute listing, what are the 2 types of entries on the client worksheet?